These events have riveted Sudanese people living outside the country. Haifa Abusheba, among them. She's a 16-year-old Sudanese-American who lives near San Francisco, and she's been captivated by what's been happening in Sudan these past few months. We managed to catch up with her at school in between classes and got her reaction to today's news.
It was a sense of shock, triumph, and joy, like, all at once. This is something that, like, I don't think I personally have never, like, thought was going to happen somehow. Like, we kept saying the chance of Al-Bashir to ICC and just fall, that's all. And then so when it just actually happens, you have this sense of, like, patriotism and nationalism, and you just joy. And it's so surreal. You're just in the moment. You just can't let go of it.
So a sense of triumph. Did you feel that you were kind of, even from a distance, part of the protests in Khartoum? Have you maybe even been doing your own protests at home?
Yeah, of course. No, yeah, like going to the Bay Area and SF a couple of weeks ago, having our speeches, having our meetings in our local organization building, those things that we do, keeping my friends that aren't Sudanese knowing and updated about this makes me feel like I have done as much as I can my part.
Yeah. So who are you able to share this excitement with? Like non-Sudanese, you said. I mean, what do they make of it?
I started talking about it when I came back from Sudan from my trip in December, and it wasn't as big as it is now. So it was a couple of videos there, a couple of like messages there. But the bigger it got, the more I would walk into my government class and like tell my teacher and tell my friends. And from then on, they just became hooked themselves, and they would keep up with like themselves. They would go to websites, go to accounts. So me telling my friends raises more awareness to what's happening.
And what about other Sudanese Americans? You said they're in the Bay Area, you've got a small network. When you talk about the future now in Sudan, what is it that you and younger Sudanese are hoping comes out of the end of this long chapter of Omar al-Bashir?
I think we all want a democracy, and we want our home. We want our country back. I feel like many of us, like me, we feel like we don't belong. Even though we're in America, we have a house. I feel like our home is Sudan, and we've been away from it for so long. And I think this revolution makes us feel more like, no, this is our home. And him getting arrested and him not being president anymore makes you feel like there could be hope that we can go back to our home country and live, and our grandchildren will live there, and our children will live there.
Do you plan to go back to Sudan anytime soon? I mean, what did this moment today, this historic moment, mean for like your own future?
It changes my future completely. I remember for college, I wanted to go to Canada or Dubai and study political science, international relations. But after what happened, I most likely will go to Sudan, study political science or international relations there. And if democracy does occur, try to hold office myself, try to be involved in politics in Sudan, because I never thought this would happen 2 years ago or even 5 months ago. So it happening now just makes me feel like I can go back to my country and I can do something. And I remember the minute it happened, I called my friend in Fremont. I was like, we're booking a ticket, right? Like we're going in June, right? Yeah.
Wow. So the news today basically has changed your life.
Basically. Mm-hmm.
So when you went back to Khartoum in December, were you taking part in the protests?
Unfortunately, I couldn't because my parents were scared. They feared for my safety. I remember we would drive by protesters and you see protesters on your right, and then the army with semi-automatic guns and like trucks and stuff ready to beat them. So my mom was just like, you're not going out there, you're like, don't go. But I tried as much as I can, but my family wouldn't just let me. So that was really just upsetting. But yeah.
Have you spoken with your parents today, and did you tell them, hey, you should have let me out in the streets, I could have made history?
I said that. That's exactly what I said. I said, you see, like,
really?
4 months ago, I would have been out there, but there she was like, no, your safety and everything.
Well, we're glad you're safe. Haifa Abusheba, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
Haifa Abusheba is a Sudanese-American teenager in California, reacting there to the ouster of Omar al-Bashir, who was president of Sudan for 29 years.